What's up, everybody? This is Josh from the Finish First Brand Podcast, Milk for Solid Food. Hope everyone's evening, night, whenever you listen to this, is going well. Thanks for tuning in. It's a Tuesday night, 7 days before Christmas. So, we just want to say thanks for tuning in, man. Cordy, what's good?
Man, what's going on with y'all, man? I'm reporting live from Naptown, man, living room. Thank you for your ear, man. Hopefully you exercising, you working, getting through your day.
Yeah.
You can tune in and laugh at us, man. You know, we just going to get it here.
Yeah, man. And I just want to say shout out to all the college kids that are on break now. You made it through another semester. You made it through another finals week. So hopefully y'all just get to relax. And to all the high schoolers out there listening, hold on. Because I see some of y'all stressing, man. Boy. No finals is tearing y'all up, and it's tearing us teachers up too, man. It's tearing us up. We just ready to go. So, hey, hold on, everybody, man. Hump day, home stretch is almost over.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm out of school, man.
Hey, man, it's harder now, man. It's harder because everything's more accessible. Things are, you know, the kids learn at a rapid rate, like faster than ever. You know, these kids are way smarter than we were, man. So yeah, man, I see them, the stuff they're doing, AP classes, and I'm like, I just be scratching my head. I'm like, boy, I be thinking about when my daughter get older. I'm like, boy, I'm going to have to brush up on some stuff because she's going to be like, Daddy, can you help me? I'm like, nope, we about to learn together, though. We both about to learn.
Yeah, man, that's how I feel.
Man.
But I got some straight mama's boys over here, man. So they don't really mess with me when it comes to the homework. Mom's going to help me out. Because, you know, me, I guess I'm my tone and I don't have all the patience in the world, man. I'm like, so, yeah, man. But other than that, man, let's, you know, we this is like a couple attempts doing the podcast. We had some technical difficulties, but I want to bring up something.
Hold on. Let's make that clear. We are having some technical difficulties on the sound. So, y'all have some mercy and grace on us, man. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, I will, man. Let me just say this, you know.
You got some of your chest.
Groundwork. Yo, Nick, if you hear this, I want your opinion. What'd you say?
I'm laughing at you, man, because I think I know where you about to go. Hold on. Hey, Nick.
Yeah, I'm going.
Hey, Nick's the one that does our sound.
I need you on this one.
Yeah. Nick does our sound for the listeners that don't know.
Though, man, so. But let me get this off my chest, number one. So the year was 2007. Josh takes me around his family for the first time. I volunteered to make Kool-Aid, and it
oh my gosh,
the best,
my man,
you know.
Is, he,
so,
he,
but hold on, dog. So I was disappointed in myself as well too, because I stuck my neck out there.
He did,
and it didn't turn out, man. I didn't even stick to my game plan and my regimen. And my man X, because, you know, we got a text thread, man. It's four of us. We call ourselves the Four Horsemen. It's myself, Josh, X, and my guy Ian, a.k.a. Lucius Fox, man. He's a real – he's a nerd when it comes to the computer stuff,
it's
man. Real
guy.
Witty. But anyway, X put in the chat. He said, hey, options A through C, man, how do you make Kool-Aid? Do you pour the water in first? Do you, you know, whatever. And I chose A, and Josh was like, I thought about you on that, Courtney, man, because you messed up some Kool-Aid some years ago. Man, it's about a decade ago. And, you know, I got offended. You know what I'm saying? And I did some homework, man, because I messed up the Kool-Aid.
My goodness,
basically,
man.
I made Powerade. I made Gatorade. Now, I'm admitting that I messed up the Kool-Aid, but I did some research, man. Credible source, the date and daily. All right. I did my homework on this, man. Let me, it was the date and daily news, man. And they report back in 08, 07, report claims Ohio, one of the worst states for water quality offenses. So, you know, I go make the Kool-Aid over
y'all hear my man.
Shout out to Aunt Daddy.
Y'all hear him. I'm laughing at you because you really defending your case or your Kool-Aid making skills, man.
I'm defending my case, man. I got to, man.
Bruh.
So shout out to them, though, man. But I think I was set up for failure, man, because it wasn't enough sugar in the crib. I didn't have a lemon. I ain't see no lemon juice. And I stuck my neck out there, man. You know, and I took one for the team because everybody was thirsty in the household. You know what I mean?
We were.
So, you know, who's going to make the Kool-Aid? I'm waiting for somebody to, you know, I'll make it. Ain't nobody do nothing. So I volunteered, you know. So I blew it. But my feelings was hurt, man. So we fast forward some years later, man. Everyone right. And that's when I looked up, man, and I seen that the water quality in Ohio is terrible.
So the Kool-Aid was bad.
Chlorine in the water, you know what I mean?
The toxicity.
Because the water is the foundation of the Kool-Aid.
Oh, my goodness.
You know what I mean? Because the levels, man, the pH levels were terrible.
What?
Too much chlorine. There was a lot of metals and sustenances in the water. So the sugar... So I guess they probably used the terrible Kool-Aid over there.
So the toxicity of the water is what made the Kool-Aid. The toxicity.
No, it was my fault because I ain't put enough sugar in there.
Okay.
But I'm just saying that there's new evidence now, bro, that backed my case up. That the water was a little contaminated, man. So that threw it off a little bit. So, yeah. So go ahead, man. I just wanted to put that.
Let me tell y'all from my perspective, man. This is funny because we into this early. This is 11 years ago. I took this man around my family for the first time. Shout out to my cousin Kev, my aunt Debbie, because that's who house we was over. She asked,
right,
who gonna make some Kool-Aid? It's kind of a rhetorical question because, like, we know, like, the family know, like, Aunt Deb gonna make the Kool-Aid. She make good Kool-Aid. Yo, Courtney volunteered, though. He's a guest. You're not supposed to make the Kool-Aid, bro. But his confidence was so high. Like, it's just like in the classroom, the person that raised their hand, they got some confidence. Courtney rose his hand, made the Kool-Aid. I never had this man Kool-Aid before. We actually, you know, probably known each other for like a year at the time. Still fairly new. I'm like, oh, he must be cold at the Kool-Aid. Man, that Kool-Aid was like it was bad. My aunt said, baby, don't have no more of your friends make any Kool-Aid. And I talked to Kev today, so my cousin, we was laughing at it, man. Yo, my point is, man, like, you didn't have to make the Kool-Aid. You didn't have to make the Kool-Aid.
Now, hold on, though, man. But I mean, defend myself. If she asks a rhetorical question and we all thirsty and nobody get up, that's just a gift. Like, all right, we all thirsty. Now, if I'm supposed to receive hospitality, I should have had a cup of Kool-Aid in my hand to begin with.
It was none. It was none to be made. So, and she was going to
exactly.
make some.
You know what I mean?
She was like, going
to where was the water at?
In the kitchen? But you ain't want no water at the time. Let's make that clear.
For everybody in the household.
When you go to somebody's house, you don't want no water. You want what they got. Let me get, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's your chance not to drink water at somebody else's crib. So, let me make that clear. Dude, you didn't have to. You didn't.
Well, you control whatever you got in the household. Like, if we go over to Nick crib and all Nick got is water, that's what we going to drink.
But we had Kool-Aid.
Or at least give you some options. Orange juice, water, tea, Kool-Aid. Pink. They had nothing, cuz. So
we
like,
had Kool-Aid.
We're gonna get up, you know what I mean? So,
and yeah, then I think, you look,
they
man.
They didn't have no Kool-Aid.
We had Kool-Aid. You, bro, you was going to use lemons and lemon juice? How you know everybody don't like that?
You a novice, though. That's the difference between me and you, though. You a novice,
bro,
though,
you
man.
Can't go on somebody.
You don't know what you're doing behind that picture. I'm about 1,010. That's my record at making Kool-Aid.
Oh, my God.
And one of those was at Aunt Dev's house in Ohio.
Oh, man.
You a novice, bro. You don't know nothing about that lemon.
Oh my goodness! You said the lemon juice. I have. My mother make it, but I know everyone don't make Kool-Aid like that. My mom puts lemons in the Kool-Aid. That's how she made it. But bro, everybody don't drink it.
I don't put the actual. See, you a novice, bro.
Subjective.
I don't put the lemon in this family.
Subjective.
I use the juice.
Oh.
I give it that tardy taste,
bro. You use lemon juice in the Kool-Aid? We on. I don't know about that one, man. I never had that. If I had it, I didn't know.
Right. Because there's different styles to making it.
That's what I'm saying. So that means everybody doesn't.
Game that day.
I wouldn't put lemon juice in the Kool-Aid at somebody's house that I've never been to until that moment. You would try to go in.
But if you volunteer, listen though.
You just made it regular.
If you volunteer to make it, I'm finna make it how I make it. And I knew it was going to be bomb, but like I said, I was working with limited supply.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, man. My Aunt Deb poured the Kool-Aid out, and she made her a batch.
She poured it straight out. She did.
And we drunk it. We drunk hers. It was just basic. You know what I mean? So, look, man, sometimes simplicity is best. You know, pile the sugar up.
Basic.
Pile the sugar up, pile the package, stir. Yeah, that's funny. Add on to that, man, after school, I be asking random questions. Like, how do you eat your Kit Kat? Or how do you eat your Oreo? Because you asked a good question, man. Or no, X asked the question, how do you make Kool-Aid? I don't even drink Kool-Aid no more. And I'll tell you a story. My grandma never even let me drink Kool-Aid. I only drank Kool-Aid when I was at other people's house. So, but I be asking because I'd like to see the psychological reasons that why people do stuff, man. So how do you make Kool-Aid? Is it water, sugar, powder, sugar, water, whatever? So how do you eat your Kit Kat, bro? Because I bit into the Kit Kat. Everybody was like, you can't do that. Instead of like breaking it, you know what I mean? Piece by piece.
So me, I'm an even type of guy.
Oh.
So if it's a 4-pack, 2 is going in my mouth.
Ah, see?
Together.
See?
That's how I eat them.
We got these unwritten rules, man. There's unwritten rules of stuff that you do. You know what I mean? People do.
And then with the Oreo. When I do milk and cookies, I put the entire cookie in my mouth and then put the milk in there. And then I don't swallow. I just let the milk get it soft.
That's a new one.
That's how I do it.
That's a new one. See,
that's a new one.
What do I do, man? It depends. If I don't got no milk, I just twist, like the icing, the cream, eat it. Or I just dunk. I'm, you know, just typical, basic. You know, I just dunk the cookie into the milk, let it get a little soft, still kind of hard, and then I eat it.
But see, I'll put all the cookies in the milk and then just make, you know, and just smush them in there and then drink it.
Do you try to be different or like that?
Drink it, right?
Yeah. You know, these some new ways.
That's like only child type of stuff though, man. Like, I mean, I'll put as many cookies in the cup and once they get soft, I take a fork and I just eat them out of there.
So you basically make cereal. You put the cookies in the milk,
sense.
Let them get soft, and then
right.
So you making cereal? You making Cookie Crisp?
Scoop them out. Yeah, basically. Yeah, I'm making. Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
So that's what I'm saying, man. So I get all these unwritten rules.
It's unwritten rules to doing things. You know what I mean? But I'm not really like now. I think I got this from you. Like, you used to put your honey bun 7 seconds in the microwave, right?
Mm-hmm.
I do the soft batch cookies like that too.
Yeah, see, I ain't got on that. I did soft batch cookies. I let them be. Oh no, you know what? I've done that before. I have.
So yeah.
Yeah, man.
It's definitely unwritten rules. Some unwritten rules. Everybody's different.
Unwritten rules.
Everybody's different. It's some unwritten rules.
There's another one, man. Like, okay, and a lot of guys do this. So if there's like two urinals, one stall, and there's one guy at the urinal, a lot of people go into the stall. unless there's already somebody in the stall.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I think that's an American thing, though, man. I read a study on that.
Did
I
you?
Think that's like, because in different countries, man, I haven't been. I'm just reading, though. But like in third world countries, man, they don't care. They'll just sit there and use it, like on the subway.
Most people, if
there's two people sitting and they're on the opposite sides, that middle seat, they'd rather stand in America rather than sit in the middle, because people like their space here. But over there, man, they're next to each other, whatever.
You know,
now,
what?
Unless you like really gotta go and you ain't got no chance, then yeah, you'll probably get in that middle stall and hurry up and get up out of there.
That might speak to, and I don't know because now I'm freestyling, but that might speak to some of the reason why a lot of Americans are isolated, they feel alone, or they're depressed. Man, as you keep talking, I'm like, man, because America has the highest rate, the highest depression rate and suicide rate, and these other third world countries and stuff, you know, they don't mind being next to each other, like close, you know what I'm saying, all up in your grill and stuff, and they don't have all the mental illnesses that we may have. I'm not saying they don't have any, but as far as like feeling isolated and being alone and stuff,
right?
Yeah, you just kind of say it struck something, man. I'm like, wow.
Mm-hmm. Like true story, man. I got a guy that's from Ghana. My guy Banky. Shout out to Banky, man. He's a fellow believer as well too, man.
Okay.
He's from Ghana, right? So he's a mail carrier. So every morning, man, he always just says like my nickname at work is Dougie. That's what they go by. My last name's Douglas, Dougie for short. Yo, Dougie Fresh. Hey, you got mail over here. So when Banky see me, you know, his accent is thick. So he's like, Dougie. And he'll just run up on me. But he'll be shoulder to shoulder with me. Now, I'm taller than him, though, but he's always in my personal space. But I'm like, he's not from America. He's from Ghana, man. He's used to that. He's always next to me. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, hey, and he's childish, too. He know that. He'll pick my mail up and throw it across the case, man. But we got the type of relationship where I can just mess with him. You know what I mean? But that's just one example of that, man. Like, he's always real close. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think you are onto something. Like I said, the article I read, man, like when they're on the subway station, if they're in the restroom, bro, if it's two stalls or three stalls, they're going to use the first two. And then the third one on the end, somebody else will come and use that one. They have no problem with being up close and personal. But here in America, oh, yeah, bro. You know, it's every other seat is taken. You know what I mean? So,
well,
that's interesting.
Yeah, it sounds like, because I'm just speaking for myself, and I'm an American. Pardon me. You know, we view ourselves and, one, not him or love on our brother. You know what I mean? We view ourselves. And then a lot of times when you put so much faith and trust in your flesh, man, you start thinking about like your flaws or things that you just your reputation, man. And sometimes that's enough to like push you away from people. You know what I mean? And and then you hear stuff like people say, you know, I'm a loner. They brag about that, man. I'm a loner. I think I used to brag about that, too. Like, I'm a loner. I don't hang with nobody. That's a very lonely life. You know what I mean? That's a very isolated life, man. You know, people die of that, man. In the pen, locked up and stuff. Solitary confinement, man.
Right. No,
nobody's supposed to be by themselves. You know what I mean? You know, America, we got our own unwritten rules, you know, about personal space and stuff like that. And don't get me wrong, I ain't saying be all up in somebody's grill, but it's just, I don't have any facts right now, but I will go on record saying, like, I'm pretty sure that leads to some of the depression rates, to the loner rates, people feeling by themselves, because, you know what I mean? We don't want to be with strangers. We're scared of people, stuff on the news. Yeah, we're not loving. And that probably 9 times out of 10 affects the church. You know what I mean? It made me, you know, we don't love one another like these other countries do.
Right.
You know, and that actually reminded me of the caption I just posted on our page. Check it out at The Finished Works Brand on Instagram, but the soul is the ultimate truth teller and knows the truth. And from the very soul of the church, we need to grieve our refusal to obey his love. I mean, his command to love one another. So we don't love one another that much. If you think about that, like even inside of the church, because, like we don't even want to be around each other as Americans. Like we, you know, we ready to just go home, and I can't wait to get away from those people at the job. And you know what I'm saying? I'm a victim of it too. I'm like, dang, man.
Yeah, same here, man. I think a character that brings to mind is like a Jonah Hex from DC Comics. Because he was a loner as well. He's a bounty hunter, but he was always a loner.
You know what, dude, too, man?
And there was always like curiosity, like.
Yeah. Like we also like we try to make the loner cool. Look at Batman. He's miserable.
Yeah.
He is miserable.
That's
man,
what I was leaning towards, Jay. Go ahead, bro.
He sits in a cave and he does everything by himself. And his only friend is an old man named Alfred who's at the back end of his life. And you know what I mean? He has all the money in the world. Don't mean nothing. He has to front and act like he's someone else because of his money and, you know, his identity. But at the core of it all, man, he's a loner. He is depressed. You know, I would go on record and say Batman's suicidal. Of course, he, don't get me wrong, man. He probably got PTSD from his everything he's seen, plus his parents dying in front of him. Don't get me wrong, but, bruh, that's a horrible life. You sit in a cave behind a mask.
Yeah.
To hide.
It is.
That's a horrible way to live, man. You know, so America, we make stuff up like that that really, you know, we like to use our imagination to make that guy the hero, but that guy, somebody need to love Batman too. It's a lot of Batmans in the world hiding behind a mask. You know what I mean? That's really hurting on the inside. You know, he needs some love.
That too, and we can't even call him a hero. You know, you and I both don't.
No, I'm saying, I'm saying
we're making the anti-hero cool.
I'm saying that's what we do. You know what I mean? That's what people do.
Yeah, I agree with you.
So, yeah, man. And Batman don't want nobody in his... He don't even want Alfred to help him sometimes. You know, he'd be stubborn. I'm like, man, you don't want nobody around you either.
Right. Nope. And he's fighting his own personal demons as well, too. You know, like, you got everything. I mean, he got all the money in the world. Like you said, he lives through a facade, you know what I mean, with the females buying this, doing this good cause, but deep down inside, man, there's just something missing, you know what I mean? There's a void he's trying to fill, you know, like, it's kind of like you and I at one point, man, okay? Batman, he may not kill anybody, but yeah, I'll beat you up and arrest you and put you in jail, but I won't take your life. I won't use guns. You know what I mean? So that makes me different, but yet you still doing wrong. You know what I mean? So then when it comes to you and I, like, yeah, man, all right, well, we may not be beating nobody up or stealing and killing, but we perverse, we carnal minded, we womanizers, you know, we just as worse. You know what I mean? But we just have a cover-up, man, because we're comparing ourselves horizontal to others rather than vertical to the highest standard, which is Yahweh, you know, Christ Jesus himself. So, you know, sometimes, man, we always try to pull on carnal things to fill carnal voids, man. And I think, you know, like I think I said it before, man, sometimes people suffer from spiritual, malnutrition. Because you always try to eat when your body really wants water. Or you always want water when your body really wants food and you haven't, you know, deciphered the two yet. And I think, you know, we need that help, man, through God's word, man, to equal out that balance.
So what you're saying is...
which is a fictional character.
So what you're saying is Batman need Christ. Hey, Cordy,
at the end of the day.
That's a yes.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Batman need Christ.
Yeah.
So Batman, yeah, Almighty Batman needs Christ. Yeah, he does. That does. They need to make a superhero like that, man.
And my favorite line is, bruh.
What's that?
Oh, I always say to certain people, man, like when they get into, like, you know, because you and I, man, like we said, we all talk to people, man. But I know a few cats that own a few comic book stores, man. And whenever I get on the gospel and we talk, I always tell them, even Superman gets his power from the sun, the devil on Ultra. And then I bring it back to them, you know, like, what you mean by that? I said, even Superman gets his power from the sun, which is second head of the Trinity, which I mean, you know, Jesus Christ, you know, he's the, you know, the Son of God. And they were just like, wow, I never looked at it like that before. I said, yeah, you know what I mean? And, you know, it's just something to play on words with.
Yeah. Goodness, good. When you live a lie, it destroys everyone involved. Man. So, yeah, man, let's take a quick break, man. we'll bring it back. Finish Rich Brand. Yeah, Milk vs. Solid Food. We'll be right back. What's up, y'all? We are back from our really food break for me. I was finishing up these eggs and avocado. Fire and these black beans. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Nick. You know, Gordy. Let's just talk about like self-worth, man. We tie it into the gospel. But I want to start with Anchor. So on the Anchor app, which is what we use to stream our podcast, and we're grateful for it, but they're allowing your podcast to be monetized through various ads that look for, you know, a podcast. They don't take a loss. So we got one. They would give us $10, and we got another one. They would give us $20. Now, it's $20 every 1,000 listens, okay? Every 1,000 listens, and then when you cash out, of course, they take a fee like PayPal or something. So they don't take a loss. So one, you make a you get to use their ad, or you can make a commercial and put it like before every podcast, you know, promoting the brand, and they'll pay you $20 every you know, every listen. If you don't make it to 1,000, they're still being promoted. If you make it to 1,000, they're still being promoted. It's not, you know, so I'm saying all this, like, we're not, and I'm kind of speaking for you because I didn't say this to you, Courtney, but we're not going to let them determine our worth. One, we worth, like, we're new, but we worth way more than $20 with all we're trying to do, sound guy and all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? We traveling, like, come on now. Now, we're new. We're going to build our worth, but we're not going to be thirsty to jump on this bandwagon, man. We're going to do what we can. We hold out, and we create our brand. You know what I mean? Anchor is new itself, and podcasting is new. So, you know, these brands are trying to figure out how to profit from it the best way. You know what I mean? Spotify, iTunes, all these other streaming services. You know, that was the whole thing about the streaming wars, man. And now with, you know, wherever there's music at, record companies are investing into these streaming services, or, you know, these DSPs, digital streaming platform. You know what I'm saying? So they're breaking into it and cutting deals as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's one. That's why we use an independent artist like Homage. You know what I mean? His music ain't on nothing. You know, he pays to get on Spotify or TuneCore, however that works. But, you know what I mean? It's his music. He's making it independently. Two, we're independently owned. So, you know, we want to put emphasis on that. And if we do link up with somebody that's going to give us that bag, you know, it'll be after we build a name through Christ, because I don't want to say through us, through Christ, is after we build a name through Christ and we add some value. But, you know, I'm sure they getting people. And if you getting like over, we ain't getting 1,000 views right now. So if it's not somebody like Escaping the Doldrums that we personally know, or someone that can, you know what I mean, that's uplifting like the kingdom or something, man, I don't think we need to put them on our, you know, our podcast to shout them out. And I, you know what I'm saying?
No, of course not.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what Anchor's on. You know, don't get me wrong, I'm grateful to Anchor because we able to do this, and then they, you know, they take us to Spotify, which is, I believe, the biggest streaming platform, though. But, man, we ain't just about to jump on. We're not just about to jump on any, you know, ad company that's trying to give us, you know, $10 every thousand. That's a horrible deal. Do your math.
It is.
We knew.
Right, that's a terrible deal.
We only been podcasting since August. That's what they do. They look at all the small fries. Oh, shoot. They only average this amount of views. You know what I mean? So, yeah, we can definitely get them.
Right.
Yes. And
plus, we not even thirsty like that. Nah, you know, the number one to even be doing that. You know, and then like you said, man, we're investing in escaping the doldrums for better sound quality, because with Anchor, and I gotta throw a little shade at Apple too, because, you know, yeah, it sounds like I'm in my car or I'm definitely on my phone. But, you know, when you, for a lot of people who are leasing their phones through these cell phone companies, or if you're buying your phone outright, I'm gonna have to say, man, that the Apple iPhone, its mics are not the best quality either. You know, mm-hmm. what I mean, you think you're paying anywhere from $1,800 to a phone, sometimes $1,200 for the 10, and you sound like you on a Nokia from back in the early 2000s. You know what I mean? Like, that's not cool. But, you know, us jumping on different platforms and everything, man, well, we're not going to compromise when it comes to the gospel, when we're seeing ads that might not line up with God's standard. You know, like you said, you know, we're believers as well, too. Now, I don't, you know, have any personal vendettas against those that are secular culture, though, but this is a Christian platform that Jay and I use, and I remember he and I both were on the same playing field, and we've both seen Anchor, but I remember bringing it to you like, yo, Jay, man, we should do a podcast, but you was already on it, I think you seen Anchor before, and I said something, and I think we took off in July, because I know we had I think we took off in August, but we had a couple of practice runs in July as well, too. But
right, that's why I said August, though.
Yeah,
we started going. But it's just a humility thing as well, man. You know what I mean? Which is the willingness to lay down our own rights to do, you know, and to do whatever benefits the other. And that's what we're about. We're about the people, man. You know what I mean? We're going to be without concern of our own reputation. We trying to build, you know, big him up. And so we ain't tripping on no thousand and stuff like that. Like, we ain't tripping. Yeah. Thank you for the $20 or whatever. We not on that, man. We'll build the value up over time. This thing could get as big as it needs to get. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So yeah, man, we ain't tripping on that, but shout out to Anchor though. That's what people say when they throw a shade. But shout out to you though.
Right. And they got some comp as well too, man. I had somebody put me on some, but you know, we'll get on that off air, of course. Yeah. But shout out to Anchor, man.
We
appreciate the platform and the opportunity to do this and bring these podcasts to y'all.
And that's what it is, man. You know, it's you take what you need from these tools. You know what I mean? And do what you have to do, whatever your gain is. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you want to get out there. But, yeah, we're just not going to be a part of that game. Because it's people money hungry, man.
Gotcha.
Like, that reminds me, it's like of somebody signing a record deal only getting, like, $50,000. Man, you putting in way more work than that, man.
And then they give you the house and the car. Yeah, and they give you a house and a car, and it makes you look like you winning, but you really not, because now you got to go back and make that money just touring now.
And if that, sometimes, like, if you make a 360 deal, man, like, a lot of cats are in, they profit off your tour. That's where you make, that's crazy, because you tour to make your bread, man, but... You know what I mean? These 360 deals, man, they give you a car and a mansion out in Calabasas or, you know, the hills somewhere. And they profit off your touring. You know what I'm saying? You get 30%, they take 70, just crazy numbers like that. So, this is just me, man. I think they're trying to get into it. Because people, well, there's a lot. What you're saying, man? The pool is deep? Or the pool is, the pool is deep. So
the pool is definitely deep.
So the podcasting game is starting to get deep. And because everybody's trying to get on, or, you know, just thirsty people trying to profit, or everybody's trying to be like the Breakfast Club or whatever. So they're like, oh, this is a profit from it. And, you know what I mean? Some people will, because it's super new. Like, it's really new. It ain't that old, man. Podcasting, not that old. It ain't like it's a 20-year thing. You know what I mean? It's very new. So people are trying to find out these the corporations trying to find out loopholes. People are trying to find out how to make money. You know what I mean? I can only imagine somebody signing a crazy deal and it ain't worth it, man. I ain't worth no $10. $10? Nah.
$10.
And don't forget, man, I don't know how much the fee is, so they gonna take 2%. You know what I'm saying? I'm assuming. I don't know. They gonna take 2%. You know what I mean? That send it to your bank.
So, right, but you know that it's not profiting the person that's doing the work. You know what I mean? It's just, yeah, we're gonna go ahead and capitalize off of your stupidity, because we the ones up at night crunching the numbers while you sleep. So
yeah,
oh yeah,
because they don't lose. You get 1,000 listeners. Oh, they still get to promote us to an even more base. Excuse me. And if not, we're still these companies are still being promoted to, you know, however many, the small amount. They don't take a loss.
Nope.
So yeah, we good. We're good. Shout out to our viewership. Nick Lay got me on what's this, Facebook Live? Instagram Live. Shout out to the viewership. Escaping the Doldrums. KC, we after you. My bad. Check us out. The Finish Works Brand. Sorry, man. Just had to say what up to the people on Instagram Live. So yeah, man, that's all I wanted to say though, man. Just build your worth. If you're gonna be independent, man, that's what we're gonna really thrive off of. Just being independent. You know, and it's weird.
Yeah, no holds barred.
Yeah. For sure, man. Man, you got anything else you want to talk about, man? You know, you had a lot of on your chest, man, with the Kool-Aid thing, man, at the beginning, man.
I got it off my chest. I think the moral of that story, man, is just everything is subjective, man. Everybody has a way of doing things, but I fell. I'm going to hold that L on that one.
I think you got better from that, man. Because our guy Fox said your Kool-Aid is legit. So, you know.
It's legit. My wife won't drink it because she said it's straight candy.
Ooh.
But I'm like, you know what? You right. And I need, because
Sugar Rush.
And I'm scared because we in our 30s now, man. So I'd rather have Gatorade for Kool-Aid now, man. I can't do all that white sugar, man. I'm looking at cats on my job that's 50 plus, man. They like, man, we can't have all that sugar, man. We got to have something. I'm like, man, I need to take heed now because I'm trying to be able to eat what I want to throughout my life. But, I mean, I guess it's funny how we try to eat right, you know, late rather than eating right now.
Hey, man.
That makes any sense.
Yeah, but, you know, sometimes you bump your head, man, and you realize stuff hurts, you know. But you got some dudes that keep bumping their head, and before they realize it hurt, they don't got a whole night. They been unconscious. So, yeah, man, you know, sometimes, man, you bump your head, we get a chance to learn from it. So, it's all good.
Yeah, man. So my skills are sharp now, but I'm done making Kool-Aid, man. I'm a sweet tea kind of guy for right now. But I'm really, like my wife would tell you, I'm pretty much a water/lemonade type of guy now, man. So I've calmed down tremendously off the dosage of sugar.
Growing up in the inner city, man, if you made some that was a powerful statement. Yo, Kool-Aid is nasty. That's a powerful statement. Or forgive me, but you know, growing up, I would hear, "Oh, who made this white people Kool-Aid?" Oh, nah.
Oh, I know.
It's like now you.
I know.
Yeah.
That's why we call it Gatorade, man. That's why we, you know, me and Fox was like, man, because like my boy Fox, he said, yeah, man, I kicked my wife. She's fired off for the Kool-Aid duty, man. She making straight Powerade.
We make liquid Gatorade diabetes. Light. That's exactly what we was making. Yeah, liquid
diabetes. Yeah, that's what it was. We want. That's what it is, though, man. Yeah, so.
Black folks, man, we, you know what, man? Liquid diabetes, bro. And let me tell you something, y'all. I like the white man's Kool-Aid.
I ain't going front. I'm converted. I like the. Yeah,
I'm trying to live longer.
Like Kool-Aid.
Yeah,
I'm trying to live longer.
I'm good.
Yeah, I mean, I know cats still put sugar on spaghetti, man.
Oh, like, no.
You finna be out of here at 40 years old, man.
No. Okay, here's arteries. Wait. Who? What? Sugar on spaghetti?
Yeah, I had a guy at Berry Plastics, man, a cat named Keyshawn, man. Damn. He's like 20-something, bro. He poured sugar
on the spaghetti. Don't you come to my house,
like, dude,
with a pot of spaghetti, bro. I won't even eat it. Okay. We talk about unwritten rules. Don't do that, man. Not the spaghetti. Sugar on the hamburger? Come on, man. Noodles and sauce? Is it sweet? Well, you said he poured a whole bunch of sugar.
He put a bunch of sugar on the spaghetti. I'm like, man, you're going to be a diabetic, man, before you 30.
Bruh. Listen,
you keep eating like that.
Fam, don't do that, man. That ain't the will of God, bro. Don't do that, man. Don't.
No, it's not.
Man, somebody been not come to my event with some with a pot of spaghetti because my wife ain't going to have that. That's a no-no. That's unwritten rules. Man, we might have to make a segment of that, man, unwritten rules, bro. Unwritten rules.
Yeah, I think so, man.
Man, what?
But it's just how people grew up, man.
I know.
Things though, man.
I mean,
you got that from somebody.
Oh, for sure.
You got that from somebody, man. That is not.
My
mom
would kill me if I pour sugar on the spaghetti. Man, you sure it wasn't salt? It was sugar.
I'm positive, man. He said it. Yeah, man, he said it was sugar. Like, man, bro, your heart gonna pop.
Man, forget that, man. I'm cool. I'm cool, man. Show up to the crib. What you gonna do if somebody showed up to the crib and and the spaghetti tastes like pixie sticks and stuff, man? What you gonna do, cuz?
Well, did you tell me somebody?
No,
somebody poured sugar on the mac and cheese.
Don't do it. My family rough though, bro. Cause my family.
That was
somebody else
though that did that.
It was, but I ain't gonna say, man, because I love this lady and she my family, so I don't want to talk about it. But she know.
Right, we ain't gonna put her name out there.
Don't.
Yeah, that's
my family rough.
But you don't. Yeah, that's crazy though, man. But that just like you said though, man. It's just. But then those people always want to. You know, you at church, you want to get on the altar. You know, Lord, man, my health is all bad. I need a healing, man. You need to start putting sugar on there. That's what you need to start doing. It ain't hard. That's just common sense. But yeah, common sense is a superpower, man, in today's age, bro.
Common sense is a superpower.
Common sense is a superpower. Hey,
that might be the title. I think that's the title. That's definitely the title, and I'm going to use a picture of Quail Man.
Got you. Yeah, it's a superpower, man. So, but other than that, man, we got some new merch coming. Thank y'all for y'all support, man. We're going to continue to promote that. Women's line is under construction as well, too, man.
Yeah, we hear y'all. We hear y'all. We hear y'all. It's coming. I just want to say, though, we got some people that really, I mean, God is really just bringing people together to help us on this journey, and we're, you know, helping others on their journeys too. We're just coming together collectively, man. You know, we got people that want to help us with videos and sound, and so we just want to say thank you so much because we're an independent brand, but nobody makes it to whatever they think success is by themselves, ever. Right. I mean, there's you're going to help somebody, and likewise, man. And that's what chameleon is. You know what I'm saying? Just loving on each other. It just reminds me of the Book of Acts, bro. You know what I'm saying? Everybody mm-hmm. loving and helping each other, going to people's houses and stuff like that. So, I mean, to see the gospel through these bonds that we're making, you know what I mean, for the podcast or just the brand in general, it's overwhelming for me. Like, it's overwhelming. So, yeah, we're going to put out some videos. We're going to put out some other stuff. I got a question to you, man. I guess, and Nick's right here, too, in the background. Are we going to record next week? Because it's Christmas. Nate gave me the thumb up. Excuse me.
Yeah, and I got another thumbs up, man. Let's do it for. I'll be in Evansville, man, but we can do it for sure, though.
Okay. Maybe
a quick. Yeah, we do like a little quick segment. I know everybody's going to be around their families, man, but sure. I guess we can spare, 30, 45 minutes or whatever, man, or whatever.
And I'm off.
We'll play it by ear.
I mean, well, when I mean I'm off on. Like throughout the week, so I'll have time. Energy might even be high too, so.
Got you.
So yeah. So we're at the tip of the hour, right, Nick? Nick gives me the thumbs up again. Yeah, we're at the top of the hour, so we're gonna go ahead and close this in, man. We just want to say thank you to all again. Thank you for listening. Thank you to just the viewership from all platforms. You know, wherever you listen to this on. So, may the God of peace be with you. Happy holidays. Hug somebody, tell them you love them, and go reconcile with somebody that you haven't spoken to in a while. So, we are the Finished Works Brand Podcast, Milk versus Solid Food. We are out.
Peace.
Peace.